Think about it. When have you ever grown from staying in your comfort zone? Sure, comfort is nice, familiar, safe, but it's also stagnant. Risk, on the other hand, is the catalyst for transformation. Ali wasn't just fighting other men in the ring. He was fighting expectations, social norms, the U.S. government, and even self-doubt. And every time he stepped into the unknown, he came out changed, stronger, sharper, more defined as a man. It's the same in life. I've learned that the most defining moments in my journey came when I didn't know what was on the other side, but I jumped anyway. Whether it was moving to a new city after Hurricane Andrew with no job lined up, investing in property that came with more issues than expected, or walking away from a seemingly safe job to bet on myself, those moments carried risk. But they also delivered growth I never could have imagined. Ali's courage reminds us that playing it safe rarely gets you noticed, and it never gets you remembered. The risk of believing in yourself. Ali wasn't just physically bold, he was mentally untouchable. The man believed he was the greatest long before the world agreed. And in that belief, he took a risk most of us are scared to take. He dared to believe in himself out loud. He said he was the best, the fastest, the prettiest, and he backed it up. But even if he hadn't, the self-belief alone changed the game. His confidence wasn't just ego. It was intention. It was psychological warfare. It was a declaration of purpose. How often do we silence our own greatness because we're afraid of being too much? How many times have we talked ourselves out of opportunities, jobs, relationships, dreams, because we didn't think we had what it takes? There's risk in raising your hand, in standing out, in claiming your space. But Ali teaches us that risk is necessary if you ever want to live fully, loudly, and freely. When the biggest risk is doing nothing. Ali could have played the game. He could have said yes to the draft, kept his belt, made millions, and preserved his image. But he didn't. He took the harder road because it was the right one. He famously said, "I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong." That one decision cost him his boxing license, his title, and 3 prime years of his career. But what it gained him was something far greater: moral clarity, personal integrity, and a place in history not just as a boxer, but as a man of principle. Sometimes the risk we face isn't action, it's inaction, it's silence. It's going along to get along. But doing nothing can be the biggest gamble of all, because you risk losing your sense of self. You risk waking up one day realizing you lived someone else's version of your life. One of the most important lessons I've taken from Ali and from life is this: take the risk of standing alone if it means standing up for what's right. Whether that's in a boardroom, a relationship, or within your own family, courage isn't always loud, but it's always necessary. Life is a series of calculated bets. When people think of risk, they often imagine recklessness, leaping without a parachute. But that's not what Ali did. His risks were calculated, strategic. He trained like a machine, studied opponents, and understood his odds. He didn't just fight harder, he fought smarter. Life, in many ways, is like poker or chess, a game of calculated moves. You'll never have all the answers. You'll never feel 100% ready. But you make the best decision with what you know, what you feel, and what your gut is telling you. Then you let it ride. Taking risks doesn't mean being foolish. It means being brave enough to act even when the outcome isn't guaranteed. Some of the best decisions I've ever made were also the scariest, like starting a new business after a layoff, or opening my heart again after a breakup.